I said, I'm already rich.
I get it.
I have love. I have your love, and I love you. I've got people all around me who love me.
Before Charles Simmons became a journalist, professor, organizer, and keeper of Detroit history, he learned leadership by watching older people act. He's known across Detroit as Baba Charles. But in his telling, Baba is not simply an affectionate title, and elderhood is not something age gives automatically. It is a responsibility to remember, to teach, and, when necessary, to confront the institution trying to define a young person's future.
Yes, the title Baba is you hear it all over Africa, in various countries and different cultures, they still use that title Baba, and in East Africa they also use Babu for grandfather. Baba is simply a father, but it can mean more than a parental figure. It can mean a leader in the community, and I would say that's generally what it means. But
the title reaches backward across family and community. In earlier public interviews, Simmons recalled being born in River Rouge in 1941 and being raised largely by his grandparents in Detroit. Their world joined church, labor, education, and neighborhood responsibility. He went where they went. He watched what they did. Long before anyone called him an elder, he was learning what authority looked like when it served other people.
I have a number of... I grew up with grandparents, and so their friends and extended family. I would say, first of all, my grandparents, my grandfather and grandmother, because they were also community leaders and leaders in the church. They used to take me to meetings. I went to the men's, the deacons' meetings and other trade union meetings with my grandfather as a child.
One memory turns that inheritance into a scene. As a teenager, Simmons was placed in a trade curriculum. He remembers horseplay in an electrical shop, a white teacher's insult, and his sudden determination to prove that the school's judgment did not belong to him. He asked to enter college preparation. A counselor said no. Then he went home and told his grandmother.
I'll give you one experience with, I had with my grandmother. I was in Chatsey High School in a trade program, and I was basically clowning around in the electric shop. It was a very dangerous because we had live wires. We had a miniature house. We were wiring, and I was with some other youngsters. We were about 16, 17, and we were actually horse playing in the class, which was horrible. And so the teacher shouted, the white teacher, he shouted at us, said, "God damn it, you know, the only reason you all are here is because you're too damn dumb to do anything else." Oh, wow. And I was stunned because I recall another thing, but I never was called dumb. And so I went to the counselor to ask if I could switch curriculum, because I knew there was a perception that people who were in college prep were smarter than those who were in trade. So I wanted to, just to show that I wasn't dumb, I wanted to change the college prep. So the counselor said, "No, you can't switch because you didn't pass a certain test." And so I didn't remember taking any tests about that. So I went and told my grandmother what had happened. And so she went, and she was an elder for that period. She put on a big hat and went down the next day and went downtown to the school board. And I don't know what she said in the school, because she met with the superintendent. But when she came out of the meeting, I was in college prep.
Simmons does not remember what his grandmother said inside that meeting. He remembers the hat. He remembers the superintendent. And he remembers the result. When she came out, he was in college prep. The power of the story lies partly in what is missing. There is no grand speech preserved. No perfect line for an actor to recreate. There's only an elder who knew the child better than the institution did, and who acted on that knowledge. That intervention did more than change a class schedule. It gave Simmons a working definition of leadership. His grandparents did not hand him a slogan and call the lesson complete. Their lives demonstrated that knowledge carries an obligation. Go to the meeting, challenge the verdict, protect somebody's possibility. Years later, after military service, movement organizing, international reporting, university classrooms, and the creation of Hush House with Sandra Symonds, Baba Charles described wealth in the same communal language. Not as accumulation, but as love, knowledge, beauty, and something worth sharing with younger people. A school once tried to tell Charles Symonds what he could become. His grandmother answered with action. The boy she defended would spend a lifetime asking what history, education, and elderhood could make possible for somebody else.
I said, I'm already rich.
I get it.
I have love. I have your love, and I love you. I've got people all around me who love me. I was in Belize at the time. And I said, look at all these palm trees that God has given us, and all this fresh water. We've got fresh fish.
Good teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is wealth. You know,
yes.
This is what the beauty that God has given all of us. If you acknowledge it, you know, and it's something that you can't replace that with things.
Sure.
You know, absolutely. Sure.
Mercedes or, you know, palaces or whatever, those mm-hmm. things. You know, so I want to build on that. I am rich.
We're out here on the west side, walking down Dexter. 75 west side, walking down Dexter. 7504, where the neighborhood holds its own. Where the neighbor holds its own. It ain't about the sirens, it's about the data. While the mayor parked, the numbers don't lie, it's getting greater. No cameras in the sky, just boots on the pavement. Mapping out the blueprint, a unified statement. This is Groove Detroit, God name on the rise. Stitching up the alleys where the new greenway lies. We're digging through the noise. Yeah. Finding the foundation. Welcome to the empowerment hour.